Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, and he sleeps with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
That was, I dare say, one of the more musical ones we've had in a while. You guys are talented. You must be all performers that are off duty. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, December 9, and this is the first ever Eight Crazy Guests of Hanukkah. The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a rude thing to call Hanukkah. It is not a Nightmare Before Christmas, and sometimes they run concurrently. But in this particular case, for this show, you'll see why it's my nightmare, because I'm very high and I should not have an open door policy. But let me remind my Dallas friends that I'll be doing stand-up this Thursday night at Hyenas at Mockingbird Station, and my Seattle friends that Doug Loves Movies is coming back to the Neptune Theater, where I did not only several Doug Loves Movies, but also Doug Dynasty, which is on Netflix, and throw another plug in for that. And on that show's on December 19th, and DougLovesMovies.com is where you go FOMO. Info. Now it's time for tweet relief. Potentially rabble rousing, that's not the right word, controversial tweets about movies. At MISHLECHT, pronounce it any way you want, tweeted, "The Annie remake could be called Orphan Black." This has been Tweet Relief, the Blanny edition. I don't know if that's appropriate to say these days, but we got a bag full of stuff. And I know what this is, though. A friend of the show at Cute Streak Designs. Is that person actually in the room? Okay, there you are. Hi. What's your name? Hi, Chelsea. She made not only a Gremlins poster that's adorable because it's like very Christmassy and colorful, but also kind of reflects the violence and nastiness of Gremlins. She contributed a bunch of her work for the prize bag tonight, and she wrote four posters total for Doug. Cute Streak Designs. I don't have time to get into what they all are. Apologies for that, Chelsea. I brought a couple of strange items. I brought, not strange, but just stuff I've gathered in my travels. A book called The Medical Cannabis Guidebook, the definitive guide to using and growing medicinal marijuana. So finally somebody's come out with a definitive one, and it is in this bag. And then the guests brought a bunch of stuff that's in the way of my other stuff, so maybe I'll find my other stuff later. And pull, oh, well, here's one. I brought some Hygasm, which is an edible personal lubricant that I would recommend if I would ever try such a thing. But I don't. Let's bring out, oh my God. That went crazy. I almost lost that water. I'm going to need that water. Come on, Mike Stan. You're the mic stand. This is a music stand. I know the difference. Shut up, mic stand. They're arguing with me. Let's bring out the eight crazy guests of Hanukkah. Hanukkah. Or as my friend Alan Murray used to say, the eight guests of Chewbacca. Mark Wahlberg, Steven Seagal, Lord Lloyd Webber, Gary Marshall, Vic Garcia, Gary Busey, Jesse Ventura, and Werner Herzog.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Yep, we've got confirmed.
Of course, Mark Wahlberg wins the Pete Holmes Award for
first
to speak without. Yeah, you're a winner. You're a full-time winner. Yeah, so let's just talk to you first. It's Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
How you guys doing?
What, Mark, did you bring for the prize bag tonight? You always bring some good stuff.
I did bring. I brought some. I brought a fucking movie.
What's it called?
Fear.
You brought a copy of Fear?
I did.
Is that the Criterion Collection, Mark?
You know what? I just went straight up, first edition.
Is there a commentary on it? Do you talk on the film and say, oh, we were here, it was cold that day, and then I stepped in a puddle, but of course you don't see that, we cut that part out.
Donnie does, actually. Donnie was a driver on that movie. He was. They let him run transpo for an afternoon, so...
Ooh, driver commentary!
Yeah. He talks about, it's like, oh, it rained, so I stayed in the van a lot that day. But I'll sign it for anybody who wants. And then I also brought...
You know, wait, hold on a sec, Mark. You know, I don't register fear as an emotion.
Yeah?
So when I watched that film in the theater, I just saw 2.5 hours of darkness.
That's all right. Did you hear it, though?
I heard the audio. I just don't see it visually.
Oh, it's like a fuck.
Auditorily, I can be petrified.
So it's like a CD for you. It's like an audiobook of fear.
That's Jesse Ventura, everybody.
Yep, you got it.
Do we still have to call you governor?
You don't have to call me governor unless you're one of the bonded stormtroopers that I'm assembling.
That's how they speak to you?
They still call me governor, not unlike a Cobra Commander character.
Wait, so Mark, what else did you bring for the prize bag?
Oh, I don't get a question, I see.
Do you have the answers?
I'll get back to you, or you'll just butt in.
Oh, no, I brought that, and I brought those, like, electric drumsticks. Here's why. Oh, am I just playing music, or do I have two blunt objects? You fucking tear some shit up with those. And then I brought those Ferrero Rochers.
Darling, do you mean Ferrero Rocher?
Yeah, the Ferrero Rochers.
What are they?
I don't know, they're fucking fancy candy.
They're sweet treats. Green Dogrit.
They look like fucking
Ferrero
gold.
Ferrero Rocher.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They look as if they're made of solid gold.
Yeah.
Ferrari. That is Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber, everybody.
Yes. Mr. Wahlberg, I applaud you for bringing food that looks like it's for rich people, but it's for poor people.
No, it's not, dude. It's called Ferrari Roaches. How the fuck could it be bad for you?
Konnichiwa, I'll eat it.
Lord Andrew, what did you bring for the prize bag?
I brought for the prize bag the box set of the Freaks and Geeks.
That's a nice item. Why don't you Freaks and Greeks?
Set Freaks and Geeks in ancient Greek.
And put music in there.
Yes, everyone's wearing a toga. I am a freak and I'm a geek. Can we ever be friends?
Come on, feel it, feel it.
I love it.
Thank you for being my hype man, Mr. Wahlberg.
I got you, dude.
I have actually consulted the Oracle of Apatow at Delphi.
Well, I expected him to speak sooner because he's a very outspoken individual, but that's Gary Busey, ladies and gentlemen.
You can refer to me as outspoken, which I've always said stands for organized understanding. Transcending.
We don't have the time for all
speech
all
patterns.
Outspoken.
Over knowledge and closed necessities.
Just under the wire.
He really got it in there. Steven Seagal is here also, you guys.
Hi, guys.
And what'd you bring for the bag?
I brought the Ninja Wallet.
Ninja Wallet. Somebody tries to stick you up, give me your wallet. It's very sharp. You throw it into their neck, I'm guessing.
Sometimes that's...
Finish them.
That's the only thing you have in your wallet, is that... And then I brought, what else did I bring?
You brought some ho-hos.
Oh, can I have those back?
Yeah.
Tomo, Gary, I haven't seen you since Under Siege. How are you?
No, it's good to see you again, Stephen. Have you been keeping up your Pilates exercises?
Yeah, I had to sell the machine, but everything else is going good.
You can do it. You can do it freeform air style.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get like a rock collecting business going.
That's good. I consulted on one of those back in Diamond Bar.
Oh, I'd be happy to go into business with you if you're interested.
I would love any. Yep, let's do it. Let's go into business. I have 17 business models that are.
All right, we'll save it for not
zero.
This show.
I feel like I'm eavesdropping in the rubber room.
Yes. Gary Marshall, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! Please call me Gary.
Always exciting to have him around. One of the funniest guys. Like, amazing cameos in films. You're so funny.
Mostly my films. But
you are in some other people's films, and you're very funny.
Thank you. You're very sweet to see.
The Albert Brooks movie.
Going way back.
Yeah. The Lost
in America. It's that time of year because I talked about Santa Claus.
That's right. When he's trying to get his money back in the casino, you bring Santa Claus into the mix.
That's right.
What'd you bring for the bag?
I brought some Dr. Scholl's gel work inserts. Listen, take it from an old man. Take care of your feet. You'll be glad later.
Yeah.
I wish they had, in my day, they had no such thing, right? The only people that put things inside their shoes was little guys wanting to appear normal height. They weren't orthopedic. All those guys are crippled now. Alan Ladd, towards the end, he was a gnarled gnome.
Alan Ladd was a gnarled gnome, you guys.
Yeah, that's also a good vocal warm-up.
Yeah.
We're about to shoot a scene.
Gary, I just want to ask some questions here. Do you have any advice for a Category 4 corn?
Icy hot, icy hot. You ice it, then you heat it.
Icy hot. I could do that. Yep.
Yeah, here's you. Get a bag of frozen peas. Put it on your corn.
I'm gonna tell you
while you're
too.
Doing that, you gotta, you know, the kettle's on to boil. Pour that in a bowl. Just gingerly dip your foot in there. Not all at once.
Well, I'll see if it has any effect. I mean, I bathe in boiling water every morning.
You could also take a potato knife and just gradually scrape it off.
But he gets,
that sounds
I mean,
more...
we're talking a category four, right?
Category four, yep.
Just remember, dude, fucking corn's high in starch.
That's
Don't
right.
Fucking forget that
That's
shit.
That's right. You know about plants from the happening.
Oh, no, what's happening to the microphone? Oh, we got a technician.
Who the fuck is this dude?
Somebody...
I will take him
out. Hold on a second. We have an unauthorized member of the panel.
He's fixing up his mic nice and good.
Let's go. All right, dude. Come on. Let's hear it for Rory Scovel, everybody.
Ryan has a beard, so he's Noble Scovel-esque. Please. Can't believe we haven't spoken to him yet because he's the star.
Hey, we'll wait until you're going to fucking get to me.
No, not you, Vic. The star of the Penguins of Madagascar is here. Werner Herzog, everybody.
Doug, thank you for having me. I wanted merely to bide my time and let all of the loud people speak first. But I will be here all evening, just in the corner, not making much of a noise at all.
I would love it if you and Gary Marshall, or Gary, I should say, and
please call me Gary
and Andrew Lloyd Webber. I mean, Lord Andrew.
Please
Lloyd
call Webber. Me Lord Webber.
If all three of you could have some sort of project together. Because those three sensibilities together, it would be pretty amazing.
I say, what if it was a project that remained undiscovered?
Yeah, let's keep it amongst us.
A project that happened a long time ago, but never saw the light of day. Can you imagine it?
Now I'm imagining having you on my Halloween episode next year. So far, this one, is anybody on the panel Jewish? I guess Steven Seagal might be.
I tried to convert just for the food. They wouldn't have me. I remember what else I brought, by the way.
Oh, yeah, what else is yours?
I am 17,147 seconds Jewish. Very slight fraction.
Yeah, dude, I got a Berg at the end of my name. Does that fucking count?
I would think, maybe.
We'll check it out.
I don't know.
We'll check it out.
I'm Italian, which is practically the same thing.
It is.
No, I brought the Taco Bell gift card.
The what?
The Taco Bell gift card.
Bell gift card. It says it could be anywhere from $15 to $100.
It's definitely $15. And actually, I got it for a little bit less because, you know, employee discount and whatnot.
Taco Bell is my favorite restaurant.
What's your favorite item on their menu?
The gordita.
Why do you like the gordita so much?
I love the gordita because it is made of pure chemicals from the falsehood that is the meat to the spongy laboratory item that is shell of the gordita.
I'm with you, Werner.
I am in heaven every time I eat it.
I fucking love it, too. Give me, like, a fucking gordita crunch. And you know this? Every girl loves the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell.
Every girl?
Every girl in South Boston?
I say, why don't we take a quick poll of the audience to find out?
Let's ladies do it. Who like that, raise your hand.
If I ask,
one.
They'll say yes.
If you ask?
Yeah. Girls, you like that fucking Mexican pizza? Yeah, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
Every girl I've ever known has loved it. My wife and China.
China the wrestler?
Yep, you got it.
You've only known the two women in your entire life. Mom doesn't enter into the picture.
No?
I never knew her. We had an alligator birthing.
But this is too sad.
Who brought the iHeart Australia keychain?
Yeah, I said it was me.
No, it wasn't you, Vic.
I brought.
I wanted to take credit for it.
I cannot afford to go to Australia, so that was not me.
Doug,
Thanks, Stephen.
I am the culprit. I brought that keychain to the proceedings because Australia is a vast wasteland that's filled with things that just want to kill you.
Thank you. Stephen and Vic are liars. Vic Garcia, I vowed to never have him back on the podcast.
Yeah, who gives a fucking fuck?
He's the
you dumb sons of bitches.
He's the most unliked person I've ever had on the show. Yeah. He's even worse than Pete Holmes.
It's because your audience is all fucking faggots.
Dude, that's the kind of thing that you said a lot of the last time I had you on a show.
Look, I paid my debt to society. I've been in prison the last 2 years.
Wait, this whole time you've been in prison?
I was in prison. I did a really bad set up in fucking Foxwoods.
You said something in Foxwoods Casino.
Yeah, it was a heckler. I had him fucking taken care of out back. Let's put it that way.
Oh, that sounds not only like a comedian's dream to be able to do that, but also 2 years is pretty short for what would you have done?
They didn't get me on murder. No, I got to the jury. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. A little jury tampering.
Yeah, sure. Why, whatever you want to call it. Let me put it this way. I'm here. If anybody has any fucking thing to say to me, you have to say to my fucking face because if you don't, you're going to end up like a fucking 26 feet under.
All right. So Vic is a retired police officer.
Look, I used to be a cop. Now I'm a fucking comic. I'm
now
a Satanist.
Now he's a
what
comic
do you need from me?
Wait, hold on. A parolee.
Wait, hold on a second. You used to be a cop.
I used to be a fucking cop. I got connections.
You got connections, and then you fucking like had a guy killed, and you got away with it and got out. I'm going to ask you one time.
Yeah, have some respect. I'm a big fucking headliner.
Would you be willing to sell this movie? Because
that seems
cop,
like the perfect part.
You know, perhaps the only fucking person in movies I respect is you because of what you did to that guy 20 years ago.
Now, look, here's the deal. First of all, which guy are you talking about?
You want to be pardoned for something you did a long time ago.
Yeah, they pardon a fucking turkey every year. Why can't I get a fucking pardon?
But why do you need it? You're a movie star. Everyone's cool. Like, nobody, you know, just go apologize to the guy that you beat up or whatever.
Maybe there's some fucking people.
Give him a little...
Yeah, right. Well, maybe there's people who make, you know, bad choices when they're younger, okay? And then they fucking get older and they succeed at every fucking thing they've ever tried to do. And they have a brother who wishes they could do that. That's here nor there. Then they fucking say to themselves one day, you know what? I want to be a cop in real life. And you can't be a cop if you got a fucking felony.
So you're doing this so that you can become a real life police officer.
Yep.
That's why you want the pardon.
Yeah. And then every day I'm in a movie.
Mark, I'm no stranger to mistakes in a young part of your life.
Nor am I. I made Starlight Express.
My biggest regret is turning to page 28 in a Choose Your Own Adventure novel back in 1972.
I love those fucking books, too.
I was 18 at the time.
They existed in 72, those books? I don't think
sure,
so.
Sure, look, roll with me here. Look, what I used to actually used to mimeograph my own Choose Your Own Adventures. And staple them together at the time.
Yeah, mimeograph is definitely an old thing.
Did you get pardoned for it?
Pardoned for my choices in the Choose Your Own Adventure? Yeah, I was officially pardoned.
See, what the fuck? Why can't I get a fucking pardon?
By a council of Wrinkle in Time characters.
We got lighters for the prize bag from Chameleon Glass, and of course, again, the posters from Cute Streak Designs, at Cute Streak Designs on Twitter.
Can I have one of those?
I brought a gun. And, if anybody wants a bullet, I got it for you.
Oh, okay. So Vic is offering to give you a bullet if you need it.
Doug.
And somebody's going to win.
Doug,
yes, sir.
Doug.
Lord.
What?
Werner?
May I ask a question of,
yes.
Of Master Steven Seagal?
Konnichiwa.
This is a question for both Master Seagal and Mr. Wahlberg.
Yeah, sure, Dan.
Mr. Wahlberg, you wish to become a police officer, much in the same way that Steven Seagal became a peace officer in that reality show that he had.
Oh,
he was a sort of reserve sheriff or something.
No, that was the last time that I had shelter. It was more of like a volunteer program, and so... I know it's something that I've already...
Hold on a fucking second here, okay, dude? Here's why I want to be a fucking cop, right? if I just happen to see someone breaking the law, I can be like, stop, and mean it. And I can write fucking Donnie tickets all day. Like, Donnie, go get a job. Here's a fucking citation. Donnie, put your glasses back. That's the number one fucking problem in our house.
He leaves the glasses lying around.
He leaves the fucking glasses lying around.
It's the same with Penny. She never picked up after herself.
Fucking Donnie won't even finish his fucking food. I'll finish his food. All right, Steven, here's a fucking deal. You can come over and eat any fucking time you want, but you have to fight Donnie to the death.
I want to know, actually, Mark, what kind of physical combat do you have training in? Are you a Hapkido black belt?
No, I learned everything. My fighting skill is everything I learned from Rocky V. Remember where he's like, watch out, he's a fucking street fighter, and then Rocky does that roll thing and like throws that Tommy gun dude into a fucking trash can? Perfected it.
Actually, watch out and hey there and heads up are very valuable in the field of battle.
Let the games begin!
Gentlemen, we've got some name tags in the audience. I hope there's more than 8, so we have a little bit of selection. But if you could all go pick who you'd like to play for today.
So individually, we're all getting one.
Yes, everybody, even Vic Garcia gets to pick a name tag. There's some cute ones out there. And while you guys do that, we'll be right back. And we're back! Who are you playing for?
Hooray!
Gary Marshall, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for this guy, I guess his name is Sam. And he made this elaborate thing. Where he puts his name in the Iron Man poster, and then there's a light-up Iron Man, what you call it. It's got a 9-volt battery on the back, which is fun. If you're a kid, you put your tongue on it. What a great scare.
All right, so Gary's played for Sam, who's been... How many times have you been picked?
Twice.
Okay, so you just heard...
Ooh, he's time? Poisoned this guy.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Sam. Who are you playing for, Lloyd, Andrew, Lloyd?
I say, Lord. This is a young woman. It's a very androgynous sort of thing she's got going on here. She put herself in a man's business suit, and she's riding a bicycle up a wall, and she's having a big adventure. That's a big adventure.
That's you don't know Pee Wee Herman?
Who?
Pee Wee Herman.
Who are you talking about?
Pee Wee.
Herman. Was that a baseball player? What have you
got? No, he's a grown man who loses his bike in this movie, and he goes on an adventure to find his bike.
Oh, well, then she's a plagiarist because she isn't the one having the.
This just sort of looks like if Kate Blanchett played Pee Wee Herman.
I say
in a reboot.
I say, well, couldn't that Albert Nobbs movie have just as easily been another Pee Wee Herman?
It could have, indeed. Indeed.
Why, so that's why Karen. Couldn't Mr. Nobbs have a big adventure?
I think he did. In that one movie we sat through.
Yeah, a medium-sized adventure at best.
Werner Herzog, you picked out what I think, scanning the crowd, looked like the cutest name tag to me.
It's very adorable. It's a little doll. She seems to be an aviatrix of some sort. She has
Goggles.
She has goggles atop her head. And at first glance, I thought, oh, how adorable. And then I looked closer, and I realized this one was for me because the doll has a frown on its face. And the name indicated has been pushed through her heart with a thumbtack.
So she's just uncomfortable being a name tag.
Yes, as we all are with life.
I think it's Flowers from Scott Pilgrim doll.
That's Werner, I can empathize with that. I spent 6 months with an Eeyore tail tacked into my right rear side.
Do you know, Gary, I have long been missing my muse, Mr. Klaus Kinski, and I wonder, do you have a sufficient wild animalistic side with no regard for other human beings to star in one of my films?
I do.
Mark, you'd like to be in a Werner Herzog production?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Did you see Grizzly Man?
Oh, is that the one where the dude kills all those bears?
No. One bear kills the dude.
Not quite.
Yeah.
You know, I've never told anyone this before, Werner, but what I did actually, when I saw Grizzly Bear, it moved me so much that I had a screen. I went up to Yellowstone and I had a screening for the wildlife there.
You showed a movie of yours to the wildlife?
No, it was not even a film of mine. It was Grizzly Bear. That was that. First of all, I wanted to be selfless about
Grizzly
it.
Grizzly Bear? What's that?
It was Grizzly Bear. I took Grizzly Bear up to Yellowstone and I showed it to the bears up there. And I sat down
you
with
sure you
them.
Didn't show them Yogi Bear?
Well, of course I played that, but that was just before the movie where they're getting their popcorn and stuff.
It's a whole movie before the movie.
Well, no, I play a little cartoon before the movie, like it should be, like pictures should be. I think all of my movies should be watched with a Donald Duck or a Daffy.
Do you see, Mark, I feel as if you're still somewhat tethered to reality, and so that is why it wouldn't work with us.
No, fuck that, dude. Come to my house. There's no fucking reality. My kids call me sir and madam. It's like, keep it professional, kids. You're lucky you're fucking here.
It's topsy-turvy like Gilbert and Sullivan.
Who are you? That's an interesting reference from Jesse Ventura.
Wait, what was that? I couldn't hear you over my own voice.
Who are you playing for, Jesse?
Oh, yep, we got it. Hold on.
Governor.
We got it. I got it here. It's an homage to the Alan Moore classic Watchmen, but it's changed semantically, so it's Watchmen.
What's the name of the person you're playing for?
His name is Watchmen. And it looks like you got a Rorschach there, and I've always fancied myself more of a Rorschach than a Dr. Manhattan.
You know, I see you as the owl guy. He's got all the gadgets, but he's very sad. He's not happy being an owl.
You're thinking of Jake the Snake Roberts. That's his.
He's never far from my thoughts.
Okay, who are you playing for, Mark Wahlberg?
All right, Ted. So somebody made a poster of a young me.
Mm-hmm. So that's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
The fucking Third Rock kid?
I guess you could call him a young
kid. The dude from the fucking Third Rock, right?
Sure.
Oh, well, it looks like me. And I'm playing for Cameron. I don't know why he put his full fucking name on there. But
instead of Ron John, change it to Cameron.
Ron John fucking Surf Shop?
Or it's John, a great no, fucking no, place, I mean dude. Don John. Ron John Surf Shop. Okay, great. That's cool. That's enough. Yeah.
That's it.
And who are you playing for, Steven Seagal?
It says Jones S. Joneses? But the apostrophe is messed up. And then.
No, I believe it's Jones, S, indicating that it's.
I'm going to be honest, it looked like a jacket that would fit, so.
It's camouflage.
Yeah, like that.
You would look good in it.
Yeah, you could be really sneaky in these sorts of things. And it also, like, you know, if you're sleeping at a bus stop, it probably is waterproof.
I think it probably belongs to Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols.
Okay, that's a theory. That's a theory we're going to just throw out right away.
I just want that theory there.
Fair assumption.
Who are you playing for, Gary Busey?
Well, look, I found myself... What I found is a DVD of a motion picture called Wild Wild West. It's a classic of America.
I just saw some of that on VH1 the other day. That movie's crazy.
I recommend watching it with extra commercials. I think it enhances the experience. It's a movie with William Smith and Madame Selma Hayek. And, of course, the great man, Kevin Kline.
Great man?
Yeah, he's a great man. He's a philanthropist, and he's done wonders for me and my family.
I don't know what that's about, but we don't have time to get into it.
I wouldn't say sexual favors, but I would say erotic favors.
Okay.
I never liked that thing.
So everybody was willing.
Yeah, nothing that you wouldn't find in amongst an ancient Greek warrior class.
And... I hate to even address you, Vic, because I hate you so much.
You're selling me out already. I'm sorry. What the fuck ever do you?
I apologize. You were horrible on my show. And I got a lot of angry tweets about it.
Yeah, well, guess what? I had to cancel a show after that.
Oh, really? You got some threats or something?
Yeah, I had a fucking show. People gave me death threats. I killed every one of them, but that's what I'm going to fucking...
Look, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for some fuckface who's here. He's got a little Ice Age poster here.
He's made a nice Ice Age poster.
Got a little
poster.
Cute Ice Age poster face. For Sid the Sloth. I never watched
Sid? It. Sid? Okay.
Yeah, I never watched the fucking cartoon, but my daughter likes it, so I used to park her in the theater and make her watch a full day full of these Ice Age movies every time one came out.
You just say you leave it there for the day.
Yeah,
and then
leave it for the
gone.
Day.
The ushers wouldn't try to throw her out.
Ice Age, Rio, whatever. I toss money at them. Big fistfuls of fucking dollars and euros.
You got a lot
of money,
Vic, a retired cop who's a comedian.
Cop Sally telling me I can't afford to throw a little simoleons around now and then.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Dude, I'll tell you, we're making this fucking movie.
All right, you got funding?
What's that?
You got funding or you got to rack something up for you?
Do you not know my last fucking name?
Mark
funding
Wahlberg,
is
dude.
Taken care of, dude.
Yeah, Jews control the media.
I put the ugly dude from Con Air in an HBO show. We can make your fucking movie.
All right, fellas, we know who you're playing for. We know that we're 8 minutes away from having to apologize to put your hands together.
I'm sorry, put your hands together.
Yeah, well, all eight of you don't have to apologize.
I apologize to put your hands together.
That's the most important one.
Hey, hands together.
I should never apologize.
Yes, that's how I like it. I'm with you.
Hey, hands together. Go fuck yourself.
I believe that apologize stands for always protecting organized love over a gentrified ignorance existence. Citizens. I've issued a statement through my spokesman.
Oh, perfect. So we don't have to get into it here.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for doing that.
I want to apologize to whoever's mother it was. I fucked her.
That's a good fucking joke.
Yeah, Vic. Save it for the stage.
And I apologize. I apologize to Timothy Treadwell. I probably should have warned him a little more strenuously. Hey, don't dare those bears to eat you. They seem like they mean business.
You could have intervened a little bit more.
Werner, that was the most gratifying moments in cinema history.
In Grizzly Bear, you mean?
Yeah, when he's torn apart. And I think, I would love to just do a sequel and get the bear, just to get the old Disney bear that used to run around like, ah.
Oh, yeah, that bear.
That bear. And just get those bears.
Bear.
Do an animated version of it.
Do you mean from the Country Bear Jamboree?
Yeah, that fucking
bear. Yep, have him come swinging down with a moose head.
None of the bears in the Country Bear Jamboree ran around. They were stuck to one specific spot.
Were they not based on a cartoon, though? The Country Bears?
I don't think so. I think it was a ride first.
Have you guys been to
an attraction?
Have you been to Disney lately?
I really thought you just almost asked me, have you been to Disney? Lately?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Okay, I don't know if it was just the fucking day I was there. Every fucking president ever in one fucking room.
Oh, you were in Disney World.
What's that?
You were in Disney World.
I don't know. Wherever the fucking jet took us.
If you're in Disneyland, only one of the presidents shows up.
You know, I don't want to be too grandiose here, but I have already sat down for an animatronic version of myself, should it come to that.
Oh, they'll add you to the Hall of Presidents?
Yep.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm ready, willing, and able. Let's see if they can get the robotics together. We'll have to make sure that I'm allowed into the robotic debate.
I will only allow myself to be rendered in wax, as is the classical way, and also a better chance that at night I will come to life.
There is that chance.
Yeah.
To determine who goes first in a single elimination round.
My face is 30% wax as it is.
Single elimination
round. It seems
round
to be hot in this room.
It's THC wax.
Don't melt. Of Last Man Stanton. And we are going to determine who goes first by Mark Wahlberg's pretty confident fellow. He knows he's going to do well today. Right, Mark?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. So would you mind, could you do some lines with Mark?
You guys want to do some fucking lines or what?
So Mark is going to say a line from a motion picture, and Lord Andrew or Gary or Werner or Steven or Gary, Vic, you could sit this one out, or Jesse Ventura. I'm kidding, Vic. You're in.
Yeah, like I need your fucking. I could walk out of here. I could walk out of here and slap a guy if I wanted to right now.
You know what? I would be grateful if you did exactly that. Mark's going to say a line from a movie. And
what do we
first,
do? We rhyme with it? We yodel it? What do we do?
First person, all you got to do is say the correct title of the movie.
But are we allowed to yodel?
If you... I would love for everyone to yodel their answer.
Is it all right if I bring my gigantic alpine horn onto the stage?
Regola.
I didn't know you played. We could have had a sweet jam session backstage.
There's not much to do in the frozen months of Minnesota.
Are you guys ready to do this fucking line or what?
I will find you.
I know it!
Whatever, no matter
yodel
what
it.
Happens.
I know it!
I
yodel
will
it.
Find you. Stay alive. I will
Can
find
I
you.
Can I go? Why yeah, do I have to listen to the whole
you.
Thing? What? How long does it go
stay
on for?
Going.
Can I see what is this, the director's cut?
I will find
cup?
You.
Come on, Mr. Marshall.
It's
the last of the Mohicans.
It is
the
very last of the Mohicans.
I say, those are remix. France remix.
Let's go to Russia.
All right, Gary Marshall's going to go first.
Okay,
then,
what?
Then we're
going
to go
happens?
To Lloyd Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah,
then
Lloyd
Werner
Andrew
Herzog.
Lloyd Webber.
Lloyd Andrew Lloyd Webber.
What game are we playing, dude?
We're playing Last Man Standing.
All right.
You know it, Mark. You've been
I
on
do
the show
know.
Before. Vic will figure it out as we go.
Man, maybe I fucking won't.
I cannot wait to eject you. Because when you miss, you're out. You leave the stage, gentlemen. And it's been a pleasure having you all.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But this is serious. What do you guys think? Next year, if we do this again, I'll bring out a
Get the...
A better host.
Look at him up there.
Oh, fucking shit. Shots fired, dude. That's fucking shots fired.
We'll get
right
somebody
here.
To keep their shit together with so many guests. All right, I'll tell you about my idea later.
Sitting up there like
oh,
a pile
I can't
of
wait.
Shit.
Good luck sleeping tonight, everybody. What is Doug's secret idea?
Maybe next year it's that dinner is provided.
Do you have any more of those ho-hos?
I'd be willing to share them with you.
You like, what? You are?
Well, like I'll have the ho-hos and you can have the wrapper.
He actually ate the picture of the ho-ho on the wrapper. He tore it out and ate it.
It tasted great.
So I was thinking I'd bring out a menorah and blow out a candle each time somebody gets eliminated.
Fuck yeah, dude, that's thematic.
I didn't dramatic. Think it was a bad idea. I just fumbled on. I could not think of the word menorah. Hey, why don't they bring out one of them Jewish candle-y thingies? Just doesn't go over so great.
Menorah.
I'm trying to respect.
Mental extremities. Needing organized religion always.
That is not how it's spelled.
Oops. Organized, overthoughts, preventing seriousness.
All right, apologies to put your hands together. We've run out of
Fuck
time.
Fuck you, put your hands together.
But we are going to play this game.
Maybe you should fucking pull your hands apart, you fucking assholes.
Vic, you should be trying to get a spot on that show, you know, kind of get...
Wait. I shouldn't even be here. I'm in violation of restraining order to be in the fucking building. What do you want from me?
Who has restraining order
against
you?
I kicked Matt Besser's fucking face in.
Yep. And I fucking wrote out the restraining order, so we're all fucking good.
Wow, Mark is already doing lawman stuff. Yeah, have you even been pardoned yet?
What's that?
Nothing.
No.
Okay. We're playing Last Man Stand. We're starting with Gary Marshall. Gentlemen, in honor of Jewish performers all over the world, Tonight, we are going to do the films.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Good guess.
Oh, please say Hector Elizondo.
He is... It would be very easy for you, Gary, to name Hector Elizondo movies. I bet you could come up with at least three or four.
He's got quite an extensive resume.
Of Dude, your films.
Is it Mel Gibson?
Stop guessing.
That'd be fucking funny right there.
That would have been funny, but I'm enjoying what I did choose.
I never liked Mel Gibson until a few years ago.
What was the turning point? The Beaver?
No, I just like Apocalypto. That was one of the few movies I liked.
Those people know how to survive out there.
I laughed out loud.
Starting with Gary Marshall, we're naming the films of Barbara Streisand. As an actress or a director. Don't care about her producing work.
How's about this for a deep cut?
Go.
The Owl and the Pussycat.
Nice. With George Segal.
That's right. Inexplicably the biggest star on Earth for a time.
He was huge for a while.
Gigantic.
I guess, was that because of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I think the population was thin then.
Oh, okay. Less people got to weigh in. Fewer bodies to say, George Segal? Remember,
Ooh, I can't wait. I got tickets to Who is Killing the Great Chefs of Europe?
That's a great one. He's in Roller Coaster, of course. It's one of my favorites.
And
The Duchess and the Dirtwater Fox, where Goldie Hawn played a prostitute with a heart of gold who falls off of horses.
I think that was supposed to be a franchise. They each go on to have their own series of films.
The Duchess films. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, you want to do a different podcast while they do that? Or?
Well, I actually am typing in a Morse code podcast right now through an undersea cable.
Lord Andrew.
Yes.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand, of course. I'm a fan of many musical performances, such as, perhaps you've heard of it, Yentl.
Yentl, of course. Directed and starred in that. Werner?
Nuts.
Mark Wahlberg.
Fucking best movie she ever did, bro.
Nuts?
Guilt Trip.
Oh. Wait, what? That's your favorite Barbara Streisand movie,
fucking
The Guilt Trip?
Kills it, dude. She kills it, man. It's her and that dude who Catherine Heigl would only fuck with her bra on.
That's just anybody she's in a movie with.
You fucking know it, dude.
I
want to
see
that.
Those.
No, let it go. You've already seen her ugly ass mouth. Leave it at that.
Wow, it sounds like you had some sort of experience with.
We used to be pen pals. She stopped writing. That's all I'm gonna fucking say.
It's a lost art, writing letters. No one does it anymore. Tell my grandkids. They're in their 40s. I say, listen, pick up a pen.
I swear, dude, it's like you got to go to prison to write a fucking letter.
Steven Seagal, your turn.
I actually was up for this movie, and they said no ponytails, and that was a deal breaker for me. Nolte beat me out as a Prince of Tides.
The Prince of Tides, okay. You were up for the George Carlin role?
No.
In that movie?
I heard they had great craft services on that, too.
All right, Gary Busey.
I think my favorite movie that Barbara Streisand did was Private Benjamin.
Okay. I don't know why, no reaction from the crowd. But that is a fun movie. Have you never worked with her?
What, have I ever worked with her? No, yeah. But she cut a number of my paychecks back in the 1980s. It was just a paying company it was just a sort of a holding company. And I would just get checks for 1 cent or a negative number or sometimes foreign currencies.
Are you fucking old?
What?
You fucking old?
Well, it was an accounting mistake. So I used to receive checks for services rendered, and I didn't render any services in my
Dude, I'm telling
life.
You, you could come back. I'll fucking make it happen. Going down, Buddy Holly 2.
And it takes place in the air. Look, it takes place in the airplane.
The last 2 hours of his life.
He grabs control of the airplane and saves music.
Yeah, let's fucking do it, dude. But they still throw the La Bamba dude out.
No, they get rid of. They throw out the big bopper because they so want to make the plane lighter. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, so Gary said Private Benjamin. So
hey,
now,
Doug, it's Ryan up in the booth. I don't believe Barbra Streisand was in Private Benjamin.
Oh, that's right. That was Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. Rory Scovel, fuck
you really
it.
Sold it. I totally
I thought
bought
I was
it.
Going like, crazy. Like, uh-oh, it's starting already. This is it. Late in life. It's about that time. I'm forgetting that Barbra Streisand was in Private Benjamin.
Is Private Benjamin, is that the dude?
I want to know who that rat is in the booth, and I want I want him brought up on charges.
What is,
Private Benjamin, is that the one with the ugly dude from Burbs, and they try and find a kid?
So, Gary Busey is out, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for playing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find more at my website, www.GaryBuseyIsTheTruth.com/truth/Busey/live events.
What is Gary Busey is the
/ Linux / Bitcoin. .htm.
Thanks, Gary.
.0.
All right, Vic, what do you got for Barbra Streisand films, Vic?
That's it. That's all the movies she was in. That was
she did
the entire
other
fucking film career of Barbra Streisand. Okay, fine. What do you want from me? The one where she's in love with the guy in the water and all that.
Oh, I have no idea which one that is.
The one with the guy, she's in love with the fucking guy. Wait. She's up there singing.
Oh, dude, you're thinking of Waterworld.
Barbra Streisand right live in New York. How about that?
All right. Well, I'm grateful for your lack of Barbra Streisand knowledge because I get to say goodbye, Vic.
Go fuck your
Vic
hey,
Garcia.
Go
get out of here.
Your,
get
go
the,
fuck your you, own fucking
you
dicks.
Fuck your dicks. Wait, what?
Go unfuck your own cocksuckers, you goddamn fucking backwards.
Sounds like there was a scuffle.
What that was chilling to witness.
Look, I'm the sergeant at arms. I have it under control.
The derailment of the show is emblematic of my life. Sad.
Dude, you okay, bro?
No.
Jesse Ventura, I don't imagine you're a big Barbra Streisand fan, but what do you got for this game?
But, yeah, look, I have certain knowledge. I think I loved Barbara in 60 Minutes.
Dude, that's
I don't
Leslie
think
Stahl.
There's a film called that.
Yep, no, and there's a clock that ticks down a full hour. The appropriate amount of time, and it goes tick, 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 tick. Yep.
All right, well, so thank you for playing, Jesse
yep,
Ventura.
That's good. No, yep.
Thanks
so
for coming to the
I'll
show.
I'll take the cup. And, I'll take the Stanley Cup.
We'll see.
Last man
we'll see
standing
maybe
cup.
Some other time.
Yep. So
Jesse Ventura, everybody.
Congratulations to me.
See you, Jesse. Send me those documents.
I'm really going to miss those three guys. Three of the best movie game playing guests I've ever had on the show.
Hold on. Can we share an Uber?
Hey, get out of here.
I prefer Lyft if you have can.
You gotta go, Jesse.
How strange they were all knocked out in such quick succession.
You'd think one of them would have been able,
no, all
with all that time that was passing,
all
the third one might have been able to pull a Barbra Streisand movie.
Not a single one of the trio had any Barbra Streisand knowledge.
Gary Marshall, we're back to you.
Okay, how about this one? Going way back. Period piece, Funny Girl.
Yes. That's where we first fell in love with not seeing her films. Lord Weber.
I say you. Do you know what film it is? I was always rather fond of. What are you doing? Most sincerely, Dugrit.
I love the way you speak.
The film, What's Up, Doc? ?
Yes, I appreciate the full title. What's Up, Doc? That movie, that really holds up, that movie. I like that movie. Werner?
I am distressed that someone else got to name a film with punctuation before I did. I want to say...
You can do it.
Meet the Fockers.
Yes. Or you just wanted to say that?
I just always want to say it.
Do you get, say that anytime you're at any dinner party and people walk in?
Do you get how it is a naughty play on words?
I did not, but thank you.
It's fun to think about.
Mark Wahlberg.
Dude, My Fair Lady.
All right, so Mark Wahlberg's out.
Motherfucker. For real, she's not in that fucking movie? She doesn't wear a big fancy hat? All right.
I mean, there is a movie which wears a fancy hat in that we might discuss later.
Wait, well, before I go, let me just fucking say this. It's been a pleasure letting you guys meet me. And this Friday, I'm going to be helping out with a Chili's takeover on the internet, so be a fucking part of that, everybody.
What's involved in the Chili's takeover?
I'm just going to be fucking changing lives, one Chili's fan at a time, bro.
Thanks, Mark Wahlberg.
You got it,
Steven,
see you, bro.
Steven Seagal.
Donnie, let's go.
Wasn't she the redhead in Hocus Pocus? I'll get out of here. I just gotta say, if anybody's heading towards like the Greyhound bus station and wants a free kimono,
Gary Marshall. This is gonna be interesting. We're down to three of my favorite guests. They have a wealth of knowledge, so
I'm gonna say
this could go on for a while.
Was she in The Last Waltz?
No.
What? I'm out.
Yeah, Gary Marshall's out, you guys. Thanks for coming, Gary. Lord Weber.
Dude, a film she should have been in.
Was. You must know a lot of her films.
I believe I've heard them all. I don't see every film Dagur Radio does that.
No, I know that, but I just mean that she's in so many musicals.
Yes, I know, but it's difficult, you know, sometimes to watch other people's musicals because I didn't write them.
And there's not enough roller skating in those other ones.
Here's the musicals I enjoy. I enjoy these musicals where the whole time I'm watching them, I'm thinking, I'm making money. But then there are these other musicals. It's a sort of subgenre of musical that I don't make a penny from. Not a fan.
Barbara must have sang that song from Cats at some point, memory. She must have sang it on one of her
she's
records.
She's recorded it on several albums.
There you go.
She does a wonderful job with it. She's a very talented girl.
What movie do you think she's in?
Was it The Brady Bunch?
No, you're out. Thank you, Sir Lord. Star-Lord. Werner Herzog, if you can name one Barbra Streisand film, you will be the winner.
Little Fockers.
Little Fockers is indeed a Barbra Streisand film. And you've got to say Focker again!
You get it now, right?
All I can say is fuck. And congratulations to who is Werner playing for?
I was playing for Emmanuel, who has stabbed this doll through the heart.
Yes. Good job. Come get your prizes. Come on down.
We got all those posters. I'll gather up all the... Gather ye shitheads while ye may or whatever. And yeah, there you go. Good job. And we got lots of shitheads. And congratulations to Werner Herzog for winning the first annual 8 Crazy Guests of Hanukkah.
Dankeschön. Thank you very much, everyone. Happy Hanukkah to all.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say, Werner, since you're the big winner? You get a little extra moment here.
It was wonderful to play these games that I've never played before with such a esteemed company, but I will confess I'm glad that they are all gone because I was terrified for my life. What a collection of human monsters you invited to the stage. The writers of Greek mythology would have turned pale and slit their own throats had they been here tonight, wishing that a Medusa could have shown up to lighten the tension.
Can you help me out, Werner, and do half of the shitheads? We'll take turns saying shitheads.
It would be my great pleasure to lighten your shithead load.
Juan doesn't have a shithead on his. Sorry, Juan. You're out. You can make one up for Juan. And here's another one for you.
I accept your terms.
Does the jacket have a shithead on it? Person who brought it?
No.
No? All right, so that's another one you can make up. Werner gets to make up two of them. And I'll do these over here. You go first, Werner.
S. Jones is a shithead. That was easier than I thought.
Scotty and Jim are a shithead?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as one person feels that way.
Screenplay writer of Wild Wild West, S.S. Wilson is a shithead. That was an easy one, too.
Foxcatcher is a shithead. I don't know why. Probably his own wrestling story.
This one is, it names a shithead, and also there is a quote, presumably by said shithead.
Oh, okay, let's hear it all.
Pete Holmes is a shithead, wash my damn towels.
Okay, and the customer support team at Comcast is a shithead. And the final shithead, and thank you everybody for coming. Thank you to all of my guests, all the characters, they're crazy.
What a crazy crew.
What a crazy, crazy-ass crew. And here's our final one.
Donnie's wife is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch the brother talk. The eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.